אנחנו קוראים מתוך הכנה לכנס למדבר, מתחברים בנקודה המרכזית, שיעור אחד, הגורל שלי.
We are reading from the Desert Congress, connecting to the central point, lesson number one, my fate depends on the ten. Quote number six. I heard from Baal HaSulam that the only thing that can help a person out of self-love and be rewarded with the love of the Creator is the love of friends. Hence, I have no choice but to bond with these friends. Although, in my view, I would be better off staying away from them and avoid bonding with them. However, I have no choice and I must believe above reason that indeed all the friends are at a high degree. But I cannot see their virtue with my eyes. This is the reason why he must believe above reason. But when he sees the merit of the friends within reason, he can certainly derive great benefits from the friends.
Allah.
קטע מספר 7 מתוך רבש א', עשה לך רב וקנה לך חבר, א'. לאחר שהוא כבר התחבר לקבוצה של אנשים שרוצים להגיע לדרגת אהבת השם.
From Rabash. After he has bonded with a group of people who wish to achieve the degree of love of the Creator, and he wishes to take from them the strength to work in order to bestow and be moved by their words about the necessity for obtaining the love of the Creator, he must regard each friend in the group as greater than himself. One is not impressed by the society or takes their appreciation of something unless he regards the society as greater than himself. This is the reason why each one must feel that he is the smallest of them all, since one who is great cannot receive from one who is smaller than himself, much less be impressed by his words. Rather, it is only the smaller one who is impressed through appreciating the greater one.
I'm in a 10. I feel myself small. Appreciate them more, these and those, like this and like that. I really feel myself small. What do I receive from them? I either am in a 10, and I don't have that much of a feeling that I'm amongst great ones. But I make efforts and attribute to each and every friend some addition of importance. And then I am between them like amongst great ones. What's the difference between me seeing them to start with as great, to me making them as if they are great? What is the difference between those two forms of impressions that I have from the society? Please, workshop. Is everything I said clear, first of all? It is. Nice. Let's go.
The question is, what I see, whether I see the friends as great to begin with, or I make the effort for them to be as great, and what I receive from them this way or that way, or what do I feel small towards them? So, what I receive from the friends is greatness and importance and power to work, and if I make them as great, then I work towards them, to serve them. So there's two lines in parallel here, seemingly disconnected, but actually depending on how much I see them as great, make them as great, and how much they influence me because they're great, whether I have done it or not.
It seems like when I need to appreciate the friends as great and work on their greatness, it's a more advanced stage that we come to later on.
It's also about the deficiency that I build. I want to see the friends as great and I don't. And then I need greatness of the goal. I need help. I need a more active system. The system is more active than when it comes to me ready-made.
If in advance I see the friends as great, there's probably some kind of egoistic agenda that is why I appreciate the friends, and that's what makes me feel them as great. On the other hand, if I invest in the friends, then from my investment in them, I start to see them as great because it's something that I invest in and becomes important to me, which is also egoistic.
We're under the influence of the environment and all the values, and if I see the friends as great to begin with without any effort, then probably it's egoistic values, which the society anyway nurtures. But if I make efforts to see them as great, as bestowing, then that is only through effort. It needs to be effort on my part and prayer.
There's a given state where you see the friends as great and all that they're influencing and doing all that, and there's that addition where you're starting to work on some layer in your will to receive that hides to you how great they truly are. And that's where you start to justify, and there in the efforts to connect, you awaken those future states.
Excerpt number 8, this is from Maor Vashemesh. The most important is for each and everyone to annul himself completely and not think of himself as righteous or that he counts at all among the friends. He should only see that his actions do not blemish the society. It is known that in every ten there is Shekhinah, divinity, and this is a complete level. In a complete level, there are head, hands, legs, and heels. It follows that when every person regards himself as nothing in society, then he regards himself as a heel compared to the society, while they are the head, the body, and the higher organs. When each one thinks of himself this way, they make the gates of abundance and every lushness in the world open up to them, and it is drawn the most through the person who is more regarded as nothing and as a heel.
Let's talk about how I depict myself as being a heel towards the society. In a very descriptive manner, I'm not lying. I feel this way, and I want for it to be like this and even more. For I am the heel of the society. Please. Is what I'm saying now really what I feel in my heart? Please.
I'll try. If you really look at the connection between the friends and how devoted they are and how much they invest, and how they recognize that on their own they can't do it, In this respect, I still have a lot to learn from the friends.
There are many friends in our 10 that if I look at them with the eyes of a deficiency in greatness and how much they invest in the 10 and on the path and in the friends, then really this erases me. Like, who am I and what am I and where are my thoughts? But so that this feeling will penetrate the heart and really operate there and make something for this ego that always feels that it's somehow got some kind of advantage, we need to ask for that, to pray for that.
Yeah, the feeling crushes the ego, and that I really don't do something that is beneficial to the group, that contributes to the greatness, to the importance. Again, just trying to ride the wave that everyone else is already making. And at least it comes from the group and doesn't disturb. It mostly try not to disturb.
Yes, you feel like it's a blockage, like that's bothering the friends, falling asleep, doesn't pass the to blame for the 10 not advancing, not contributing enough and initiating or participating enough with the 10 throughout the day and in the meetings.
Clearly, there's nothing the ego resists more than feeling this state of pain. And yet, it's also clear that without the group, there is no spiritual progress. Without the friends that have all the importance, what can a person do?
Right, of course a person doesn't feel. But we need to pray a lot in order to nullify before the society. What is it to nullify? It's to cancel those boundaries so that you feel the general kli.
We need to be in mutual prayer that the Creator will help, that we will see the greatness of the friends, their merit.
Rav, okay, we're going to conclude our lesson by this. So I'm asking to take in the most serious way that you're preparing the convention, you are deciding what will be with the lessons, every single thing. No one feels himself like there's someone there that's doing it. And you understand that only in the connected 10, where everyone is together, connected to 110, you will attain the answer from above, which is actually the goal. If it's important to you, be concerned with that. And with that, we will conclude.
So, you're invited to the evening lesson, live lesson with Rav Lightman, 6 p.m. Israel time. Thanks to the TV viewers, and have a great day. The World Kabbalah Convention 2020, connecting to the root of life. Dear friends, students, and viewers, you are invited to the World Kabbalah Convention 2020 that will take place on February 25th through the 27th. The discounted registration is until February 13th. So call 1-700-509-209 for details, or go to the Congress site on kab.co.il/convention. With this, we conclude. Good day, great night. Stick.
קוצים גדול קורא אני בקול תפילת הלב אל המרום עד ינוסו הצללים מבין הערפילים עם שחר הקיץ מהחלום את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדם אני לא קיים את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדם אני לא עמוק בתוך הלב את החי סוחב ובתוכי בוער גלי עבר עבדו עקבות אבל רוחות טובות יובילו אל ים האהב